Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right, everybody. Welcome to the Saints Happy Hour post-game show. It is a bit of a chaos situation here, but we'll try to get through it as best we can. We are joined live from the Superdome. Andrew is with us. Andrew, how is the atmosphere at the Superdome in the fourth quarter of a preseason game?
I'm one of 17 fans left here with 5 minutes left.
I have to say that clearly Saints fans are spoiled fucking rotten at quarterback. They are peeing and crapping all over Teddy Bridgewater's performance, where he was 110 quarterback rating. But before all that, we have to say Dave couldn't join us today. He had a family situation. A cat died. It was very traumatic for him. But to make him feel better, his UDFA son is in the lead now to make the roster. Little Jordan showed out, scored a touchdown.
Well, make the practice squad, maybe. Let's not go crazy here.
It's more than your son, who can't even see the game because he's in jail.
Yeah. Zig Bo showed a little bit here late, but yeah, I would say of the three, definitely, after preseason game one, Dave is now firmly in the lead.
I mean, but seriously, this game, I thought Bridgewater was really good. Yeah, he held on the ball too long.
Are Saints fans really down on him?
Yeah, they're like, he wasn't that good. He had three drops. The thing is with Saints fans, we are so spoiled rotten that when you see quarterbacking that's above average and pretty good, when you compare it to Breeze from last year, you're like, he wasn't that good. He held on the ball too long. He missed some throws. Like, you got to, like, clean your mind that it's never going to be as good as Breeze.
Do you remember when Zach Streep was on the show and he talked about Breeze throwing guys open?
Yeah.
So, like, I just saw Bridgewater be like every other quarterback in the NFL that's not Breeze or Brady. And he wasn't throwing guys open, you know? Like, if the throw was there, he would make it. If there was nothing there, he would check down. And he looked like a pro quarterback to me. He looked like a guy that made the right decisions and generally had a pretty live arm, and he looked pretty good. He did not throw guys open. So I did not see mind-blowing Drew Brees-esque things from him, but I see why the Saints like him. I thought he executed well, and so... You know, he looked like a very good backup quarterback to me and a borderline starter. And, I mean, that's what I view Bridgewater as. And, you know, if you're expecting more, then that's just dumb. And if you're, you know, if I don't know. I feel like he was good, and I was impressed overall, and I don't get it. I don't understand how – I just don't think your expectations – it's like you said, like, we've been spoiled.
I mean, the thing is, like, he's – to me, he looked like Dak Prescott. You build a good team around him, he could be pretty good. But if you don't have all the pieces in place, he's not going to – Teddy Bridgewater isn't really going to elevate anybody. Teddy Bridgewater isn't turning David Patton – 2008 into a 1,000-yard receiver. Like, it's not going to happen.
The problem is there's problem. The problem out there is other people hear the word Dak Prescott and they think that's like a huge insult. When Dak Prescott is a starting quarterback in the league that has brought a team to the playoffs.
Yeah,
so,
like, it,
you know, like I think a lot of people hear that name and they think, oh, he's garbage. Well, he's not. You know, and Matt Stafford and Matt Ryan are not garbage, you know, but like that's what he looks like to me.
I'll tell you what was kind of garbagey, the Saints secondary to start the game, man. Eli Apple, he had as much trouble finding the ball as I do finding my cell phone when it vibrates at like 2 a.m. Like, and Patrick Robinson got torched.
Was bad. The containment was bad. The defense really all night, and the backups were even worse.
the backups were so bad.
I thought the defensive performance, Dennis Allen, you know, and I'm sure they'll get better as the preseason goes, but thankfully some of these guys won't be on the team, and Dennis Allen's got his work cut out for him. You know, I think he'll be a lot better, obviously, but I'm not sure how deep this defense is. You know, if something happens to the starters, I'm not sure how much depth this defense has right now.
Here's the thing that people need to understand. Andrew's at the game, but he's texting me throughout, as we always do. Andrew was writing love sonnets to Manti Te'o during this game because he was so concerned about how bad the Saints' backup linebackers looked. You were writing love poems to Manti, weren't you?
I miss him, I'm not going to lie.
It was, I mean, you know, people in the chat room are saying the Saints' defense is already in midseason form. I mean, look, they're 13-2 last year with a forfeit. So, I mean, I can't get that upset about it. You just have to see. I mean, the main thing with this game is nobody got hurt. That was fine.
Yeah.
The one thing that – the only thing that I take from this game that was really – I wouldn't say – it's not like a crisis or oh, he's a bust. Marcus Davenport looked awful. Like, they had him in the three-point stance. He got run over twice. Like, just, like, knocked over. He was on it flat on his back. I don't mean, like, run at. I mean, like, literally, he, like, got pancaked twice. So, that's a concern because they played him a good bit. You know, Andrew, it may be a case where he likes rushing, standing up, and not being with a hand in the ground. The Saints may just have to be like, dude, that's what you like to do. Okay, we'll figure out how to make it work for you. But that was my that's my only negative tonight is that Marcus Davenport was just he looked lost. He looked like a rookie, except that it's his second year.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not that worried about it. That kind of stuff's gonna happen. I mean, he's still a raw player, so he's learning on the job, and there's gonna be moments like that where he'll have some tape to look at and realize his mistakes. He still has freakish athleticism. And I just think it's one of those things where sometimes in preseason maybe you're playing not to get hurt a little bit, and I don't know. I'm not that concerned about it, but obviously he's not there yet, and so you start to ask yourself, is he ready to be a full-time starter? And that's where when you were protecting him with a rotation with Alex Okafor last year, and that luxury doesn't exist for him overall this coming year. That's concerning to me, yeah, because like he doesn't really have that safety blanket now, so he's gonna have to learn fast. I still think he's gonna be a good player for the Saints, but you know he's got 4 games to figure this out before it really counts. So, you know, that's another example. Like Okafor not being there kind of goes back to the comment I said before. This defense doesn't have a ton of depth.
No, and I mean it's I mean. The NFL, just the way it is, it's just hard to build depth, right? The one thing, anybody in the chat room, if you have questions, thoughts, because there's a bunch of people in the chat room tonight. Thanks for joining us, guys, as we started before the game ended. If you have questions, fire them. Dan Arnold was both good and horrible. I know this is the wrong opinion to have, and this is totally not healthy, but I just will never forgive Dan Arnold for that drop in the NFC Championship, and I want him off the team. And I know that's a horrible, horrible thing to say, but that's the way I
feel. The touchdown was an amazing play. It was an amazing play, but I just felt like, I mean, this game illustrates Dan Arnold. Like, it's just typical same old, same old. Like, makes an unbelievable touchdown play. I thought that was a great play. And then the pick is just abysmal. It's just awful. And I just think Dan Arnold is a guy that has nice size, is a guy that you would think would be able at the tight end position to maybe expose linebackers. Way too inconsistent to ever trust him. And like, I don't want to see him on the field in a meaningful game because it's like Kobe Fleener, but worse. You know, it's like, it's Kobe Fleener, but less reliable is what he is.
Skook says, we love Dan, but Dan is also cursed. Fredo says, Dan Arnold is the offensive version of Scott Shanley. Is he? I mean, I don't think he's
that,
the...
That's an incredible compliment.
I don't think Dan Arnold's that good.
Than Fleener.
No, I think Dan Arnold's like the dollar store Kobe Fleener is what he is. I mean...
He is.
You know...
All right, I'm leaving the Superdome. I got to jump.
All right, well, so
we
Andrew's going to...
34-25. It's over. 0-16.
0-16 plus 0-4 in the preseason, 0-20. Thanks, Andrew.
Yeah, 0-20.
All right, so now I'm flying solo, so everybody in the chat room help me. But here's the thing, right? Preseason, my thing was interesting is I get so excited for the first preseason game, and it doesn't matter how old I am. I got excited. I went to Popeyes. I got the Popeyes chicken sandwich for the first time. Oh, by the way, the Popeyes chicken sandwich, if you haven't had it, it is clutch. To me, it blows Chick-fil-A out the water. Like, it's not even comparison. Like, the Popeyes chicken sandwich is fucking amazing. The only chicken sandwich I like better than it is the Burger King chicken sandwich, and I know the Burger King chicken sandwich is weird and probably a bunch of you are freaking out. I just have this nostalgia for the Burger King chicken sandwich that I love, that's weird and unconditional, but the Popeyes chicken sandwich is phenomenal. But then I ate it, and then the game started, and like three plays in, I'm like, oh, preseason is trash. And this preseason game, it just ended. I felt for like a little while like it wasn't going to end until Wednesday. It had so many penalties. It felt like the fourth preseason game, and I wanted to find a sharp object and slit my wrists. Thanks, Skooks. Ozigbo might actually be something. And I have to say, Dave Little Jordan might be in the lead, but Ozigbo has got a shot, and Andrew's adopted UDFA son is still in jail in Wyoming, so he brings up the rear. I will say, Little Jordan probably won't make the roster, but he sure as hell probably locked down a practice squad spot, which is, you know, it's good for him. He'll get a six-figure salary for the year. Todd says, Sean looks like he lost a few and not in a CrossFit way. It's a great thing. I think the black just makes you look slimmer, man. Sean Payton, when he did that interview with Jim Mora, he was looking thick. Freda says, at least we have Zion. But how, everybody in the chat room, how did y'all feel about the secondary? How much of the preseason, since they went 13-2 and a forfeit, we can ignore everything in the preseason, right? We can just, 13-3, baby. Doesn't matter. Dennis Allen will fix it. Sean Payton will fix it. It doesn't matter. We can ignore it, right? It's like an ink blot picture, right? You can look at it and you can see whatever the hell you want. And because the Saints have won 24 games the last 2 years, we can just ignore everything. But when does the secondary look bad tonight? When does the Saints bad play in the preseason, no matter that it's preseason and you know deep in your heart that it doesn't matter, when does bad play at a certain position reach a level where you're like, oh my God, this is going to be bad? And I don't know what that is. I think injuries play a part of it, but my thing with the secondary, my main concern is I think PJ Williams is always going to be a guy that's up and down. And the thing with Patrick Robinson is he's not exactly young. I mean, they picked him in 2010, guys. That's a long time. I mean, he was the Saints' number one pick the year after they won the Super Bowl. So he ain't exactly young. So if you have PJ Williams regressing, Patrick Robinson is suddenly old and washed, then you're Lattimore and Eli Apple, and suddenly you're an injury away at the secondary having to plug in Crawley or whoever the hell, and it becomes an issue. The fact that P-Rob hasn't been cut yet terrifies me. The thing with the Saints secondary, and it's been, I think it might have been, I forget, it might have been Reed Gilbert, who has disappeared since he doesn't blog anymore, but he was one of my favorite bloggers. It might have been him, or it might even have been Skooks, who said, look, in 2009, the Saints sold their soul to the devil for the greatest turnover-producing season of our lives. And since then, they've been unable to create turnovers, interceptions. They became the no-catch motherfuckers. And it's just going on a decade now of corners that, besides Lattimore, like, not that they just drop balls, but like they can't even locate them. It's uncanny, the Saints' inability to catch the interceptions or even create chances to get them. Yes, Skook said, rip Reed. Yeah, I feel like if you're out there, and I know blogs are hard to do, and it's and we don't make any money doing it, but God damn it. The quality of Saints comedy, fun writing is so bad. I feel like I'm the last one. Somebody out there, hunt down Wang, hunt down Reed, hunt down the Angry Hoodat, and make them write. We need to do like a Misery-style hunting down of them and make them start to blog again. Because I feel like I'm the only person that's creating ridiculous, stupid Saints humor. And I need more of it in my life. I like to read other people that do it, and there's no one left, and I'm sad. Reed, Angry Hoodat, Akeem drops the ball, all gone. It's all gone. It's just me, and I'm old, you know. And my jokes are getting stale because I have a 3.5-year-old, and I don't get to watch movies, and my pop culture references all ended like 10 years ago. So. As far as where the Saints are with Taysom Hill, and look, we all love Taysom Hill, but the one thing, and I've never thought that he can be a full-time quarterback, but I look at him tonight, and I'm like, my God, I don't even know if Sean Payton is going to call more passing plays for him, because his passing, his reading of the defense is pretty freaking terrible. And he's awesome. Like, as far as like a preseason quarterback, he's awesome because he runs around, and we know he's going to do awesome things, and Sean Payton's going to cook it up. But I was hoping like his throwing would get like maybe like 20% better, and that would expand the possibilities that Sean Payton and him could do. And I just didn't see it tonight. I mean, he's still, you know, ugh, it's just, yeah. Eric Paulson thinks my humor is too much. Oh, by the way, they're still deciding on if I will be there at WWL for the full season. The thing is, we're debating on whether I should have a backdrop behind me so I can look more professional, or do you guys like the chaos and the insanity of cats jumping back and forth and a cat possibly jumping in my lap? Do you want the full comedy? It looks like community television. It looks like public access when Eric Paulson is talking to me. Do you like that? Or do you want me to look more professional? Do you want me to set like a bookcase or like a professional drop backdrop? This is Saints Happy Hour. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Facebook. Green screen, Photoshop behind you. We will Photoshop the cats in. Yeah, the OSB thing that I have, it does a green screen, but it really, we've tested it out. It looks, if this is to be believed, the green screen actually looks worse than my kitchen behind me with cats potentially fighting. The thing that scares me with the cats is the jumping behind me is, it could be bad. They could jump in my lap. The thing that really scares me, though, is if I set up the backdrop and the cats are still loose, one of the cats jumps on the backdrop, it falls on my head, and I'm just on YouTube and everywhere, and the national media picks it up, and it's the backdrop just falling on my head during the thing. I'm here for Ralph on location. That's good. I mean, but the thing is, I enjoy doing the morning show. And as my wife has said, I just need to stop with the blinking. I look like I'm a prisoner in the Hanoi Hilton, saying SOS to people. But back to the game, the other thing that I think is clearly apparent, and this is a really good thing, is McCoy, a.k.a. DJ Khaled slash Drake, he's the starting center, and that pushes Nick Easton to a backup role, hopefully, because when you have Pete and when you have Warford healthy. So that really, I think, solidifies the Saints offensive line and can make it to where, you know, we going into the preseason, we were really worried, hey, if the Saints get one injury on offensive line, and they'll be kind of screwed because they don't have depth. I think McCoy is what they thought. It bumps Easton back. You have some other guys, Ola and guys that they clap and Cameron Thompson. So their offensive line could absorb, I think, one, maybe two injuries and be okay. So that's a really good sign for me. You guys, you want the cats photoshopped in. You know, we have the one cat that's really calm. If the Saints get really good and are just crushing teams, or they're really bad, maybe I could sit the cat in my lap and pet it like a Bond villain and just insult the Falcons. That would be good, right? So, you know, it's really weird to look at the Saints and see this roster and know that they don't have that many holes to fill. So I wonder if they're going to churn the bottom of the roster. And like you guys said, running back tonight, I think Murray, you know, I didn't touch on it with Andrew. Murray, I thought, looked – he didn't look as good as Ingram. And look, we are attached to Mark Ingram in a way that him and Kamara, the comedy team, was just amazing. And, you know, Murray, unless he's amazing, we're always going to pine for Mark Ingram. He's just like a lost love. And can I say, did any of you see the shot of Mark Ingram on the sideline yesterday for Baltimore? He looked so sad. He looked like he didn't want to be there. Like, I think he was probably texting Kamara during the game. Like, he looks so sad, and I just wanted to be like, come home, Mark. We still love you. Come back. But he's gone. Murray looked good. I thought Dwayne Washington looked good. My adopted UDFA son, Azigbo, looked good. I think Jaquizz Rodgers, he looked fat, and he's going to have a hard time making this roster. I feel a lot better at running back than I did even before this game. Raymond says, hashtag not my running back. Murray looked good. He's the new dad trying to replace the cool old dad. Yeah, it is true. You know, and look, the Saints, besides Spiller, you know, they haven't made... When they've gone out and got a free agents guy with Sean Payton, they haven't made many mistakes. Even Kobe Fleener, for all the struggles and stuff he had, he caught 50 balls the first year. He had the second year, he had the big huge game against Washington in the comeback, and then he got concussed and his career was over. But I wouldn't call him a flop. And you know, Kobe Fleener, the contract, people say it was high, but a starting tight end that catches 50 balls, $7 million is what you pay. He's wearing young Mark's number. Skooks, I just look at Ingram. I wanted the Saints would have kept him. He would have broke the rushing record. We would have had it. Granted, it wouldn't have been as big a deal nationally as Drew Brees breaking the record on Monday Night Football, but it would have been as big a deal for us in the Dome, right, if he'd have been able to break Deuce's rushing record. And I wanted that so bad, and I just, like, it broke my heart, and I want to take Mark Ingram's agent and send him to Gitmo, because they just totally botched that. There wasn't a big huge contract out there, and it just hashtag Mark fire your agent. It just makes me so incredibly sad. So I guess as we sort of wrap this game up and we sort of look to next week, I have to say, when I look to next week, I'm going to look for some more at wide receiver, because you got Michael Thomas, Traquan Smith had a drop tonight that wasn't good. I still think they're struggling. I still think they have some stuff to sort out there. And I'll tell you what. I think Jared Cook's, like, I don't think you're going to see anything in the preseason. I think all the stuff that Peyton's cooking up for him, whether it's going to be the Jimmy Graham older stuff, you know, like Deuce Windham said today on The Athletic that I read, or it's going to be something new, because I think Cook is faster than Jimmy Graham. He's almost like a supersized wide receiver, where Jimmy Graham was really a tight end body. Like, Jared Cook is just this giant, almost wide receiver running down the field. So I think all the Jared Cook stuff, that ain't getting, you ain't getting seen none of that until Monday versus the Texans. Oh, and Dante Harris, I have to say, Sherrells, the guy they signed from Minnesota as the punt returner, I have to say, Dante Harris, he looked really good as a returner, and he may push Sherrells to make this team, and it's going to be fun for the Saints to finally have a punt returner where we aren't just dreading them to make a mistake, and we're like, just catch the ball, don't do anything dumb. Oh my God, why are they having Kamara back there to return punts? Like, I think those days are over. I think they'll be better at returning punts. And oh, by the way, what in the hell was Kamara? He was featured on the first drive and touched the ball six times, which is six too many in a preseason game. Jesus God. Grayson showed he could catch for LSU. He's gonna be really interesting. So it was a good night. I mean, look, as we sort of wrap this thing up, and thanks to everybody for listening, as we sort of wrap up the preseason, as Andrew always says, nobody got hurt. Everything else is secondary. That's what the Saints had tonight. Our UDFA Suns looked amazing. That was great, except for Andrews, who's in jail. Lutz was good on kicking. I just think, man, the Saints, they curb-stomped teams on special teams last year with Lutz, with Morstead, with Taysom Hill. And if they get even an average return, if they get a return guy that averages 10 yards, if they get a return guy to average 10 yards a punt return, which, oh, by the way, they haven't had since Sproles in 2011, they get that, their special teams will be top three, and they're just curb stomp teams at special teams, which is sort of an underrated thing. Grandison is still 500 on all the stats. I don't know what's funnier, the fact that the UDFA that Andrew adopted went to prison, or the fact that when Andrew had the chance to switch and pick another one, he doubled down and said, no, you don't just give up on your children and stop loving them because they do something bad. So he's fully committed to Granderson. And of course, Dave will be insufferable about little Jordan on Monday. So, everybody, thanks for joining us. I hope you have enjoyed this as much as we do. Tonight was a little weird because Andrew was at the game. Dave had, unfortunately, a cat pass away, one of his cats, so he had to deal with that. But next week, we'll be back. It'll be the regular post-game show. It'll be more normal and not just me blabbering on and on. I hope you guys like this. And if you're not a patron, become a patron. It's $7. It's awesome. You get a koozie, a magnet, a screensaver, and Andrew is going to try to go back to the Black and Gold store, the $10 rack. And he texted me today. He's like, they had a Jairus Byrd jersey. They had a Delvin Bro jersey. They had Jimmy Graham. They had a Darren Sharper. They had like all these great Saints jerseys on the discount rack. And I told Andrew to buy like three or four of them, and we're going to start just giving them away every Monday. If he can go back and buy them, we're going to start giving them away every Monday in the YouTube channel. If you're in the YouTube channel, we're going to name it. You get the old $10 Saints jersey off the $10 rack. And that's going to be fun. But everybody, thanks for joining us. This has been a great fun. I hope you enjoyed the first Saints Happy Hour live stream post-game show. We'll do it in the preseason. We'll try to do them for every regular season game we can, unless the ones that I'm traveling into the Dome. Thanks, everybody, for joining us. The Saints, they didn't win, but they didn't have any injuries, and a lot of players look good. I hope you got drunk. I hope you enjoyed kind of, sort of, NFL football. We will see you Monday morning and Monday night for the regular Saints Happy Hour show. Until then, the bar is closed.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.